In Los Angeles, I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. It's also been a bloodbath in the digital camera market for the last decade or so. Polaroid didn't fare as badly as, say, Kodak, but let's just say it's been touch and go. Now Polaroid is trying to stay in the camera game with action cameras and instant printers. It's got its name on televisions and even a line of low-cost Android phones. And it's been raising its profile at big consumer electronics events, like the one happening this week in Berlin. Polaroid CEO Scott Hardy is here. Thanks for joining me.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me on your show.
So there has been a fair amount of talk about Polaroid lately. It seems like you're staging a little bit of a comeback. Is that safe to say?
Yeah, we feel like that Polaroid as a brand is going through a tremendous resurgence right now. We have a wide array of products that we've been launching that are very relevant to the consumer. But even on the analog instant film side, which most people associate the Polaroid brand with, we actually have a tremendous amount of interest and demand for those products, which we've been actively selling.
Is there a company or product that you look at and think, as we effect a turnaround, as we rebuild our brand, that's the roadmap? That's how we want to do it?
Well, you know, of course, everybody looks at Apple, right? And Apple mm-hmm. is really now the only tier one, you know, consumer electronics brand. And, you know, what's interesting with Apple is Steve Jobs idolized Edwin Land, the founder of Polaroid. Edwin Land would turn his board meetings into these product launch events, these unveilings. And what Steve Jobs loved about Edwin Land was that Polaroid was always about the intersection between art and technology. And so we're always saying, how can we take design and infuse that into our products better? And I think that's where we've been putting a lot of emphasis recently.
And who do you see as your competition?
You know, there's so many different consumer electronics players out there, and it all depends on whatever category you're in. But the other thing, too, is we're really a global company, and so every market around the world has different competitors. You know, we sell in 100 markets around the world right now, and depending on the region, depending on the territory, you know, you can have local competitors who may be brands that people don't even recognize. So I would say it's really dictated based on category and region.
Now, you've been in the tech world for a long time. Some people might have said that that a camera company would be an old model. What attracted you to Polaroid?
You know, in the case of Polaroid, to me, it was all about being able to get involved in something that had an iconic brand. You know, Polaroid is a brand that has 100% awareness around the world. It's one of the few trademarks in the world that is classified by the different international trademark offices as being a famous mark. And so Polaroid had this kind of cachet and retro cool factor to it that really attracted me to get involved with the business. And I also saw an opportunity to make Polaroid more than just what it historically had been. The brand has such power and interest and relevance with the consumer that we really just had to change our business strategy. And by doing that, I think we've been able to effectuate a pretty successful turnaround.
Scott Hardy is the Chief Executive Officer of Polaroid. Scott, thanks for being on.
Thank you. My pleasure.